You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Shiraz Bensamon, the CEO and founder of Pitch World Fast, a business development company helping companies better sell themselves through consulting and training. Shiraz, a pleasure to have you with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thank you so much for having me today.
And it certainly is our pleasure, and thanks for joining us. So, Pitch World Fast started almost 3 years ago. Could you tell us a little bit more about yourself and how you took the leap and started the company?
Of course. So, I'm actually Algerian. I studied, though, in France and the United States. I have a master in international business and had the chance to attend Rochelle University. I currently, to some extent, live in France, but after my studies, I had the chance of working in a company where I was a project manager, and I got the chance of managing around 10 people from 5 different countries and more than 6 different countries, which were both emerging and sophisticated. Got the chance being in Brazil, Canada, China, South Africa. I learned a lot on the field, from cold calling, you know, sending emails, setting up meetings with CEOs that you don't know, building network, and also selling, obviously. So I saw an opportunity when I was meeting and talking with those general manager to work with them and not for them, and see how I could provide them and share with them the experience that I've learned on the ground. So I took a little leap of faith. I have to say, though, that I went to the Chamber of Commerce of Strasbourg in France, presented the project first to see if they thought that that would be something interesting for mid-sized companies. And they believed in the project, so I started Pitch World Fast. And the idea was, really to have manager have less of an opportunity strategy, as in not just like thinking short term, but really long term, and thinking on how to better sell themselves, because it always starts with the person, with the salespeople, or even the general manager, and then the brand, the company itself, and really adapting to each of the market or the profile you have, and investing also in your team. So this is pretty much how everything started.
Awesome stuff, and really appreciate your getting into some details there, and thanks so much. Now, how would you define your company? What makes you different from the big consulting companies and other competitors?
So, you know, Pitch World Fire is actually a consulting company, so we're really much focused on business development, but really our idea is to help the client, being a one-person company or a big company, better sell it itself. So I do believe a lot in personal development and always being prepared. And this is what we always do. And when we train the people or go see the general managers, I would like to be all the time prepared and know what I'm going into and who I'm meeting. And I think what differentiates us from the competitors, I'm obviously not one of the big four consultancy company, but because we're also small, we're very much person-to-person company. Our size enables us to be very much flexible and customize our solution to our clients. And I've always been very much honest and upfront with my clients. So I would never sell them, the moon. I would always go step by step and guide them. And because it's also the idea that we are learning together, I'm always like thinking long term with my clients, the way, same way I want them to think of the market. So it's about learning with them about about the market, about their product, growing together. So it's not just like a one-shot business. And you know, when we do the training or even the consultancy for the sales strategies, what differentiates us a lot, I think, is also that it's a lot of on-the-ground tips and advice. When we do a training, for example, with salespeople, once they finish the training, 2 days after, they can already implement it on the field with the people, with their client. It's something that can be implemented right away, and you can see the difference right away. So I think that's our main added value.
Now, you work in many countries and have clients in France, Algeria, and the U.S., just to name a few. How do you manage to win your clients and build your credibility?
You know, I have to say, so it's been almost 3 years. I'm very proud of what we've accomplished so far and get, like, so many international clients. I've always considered, well, as you can imagine, this market is very much internationalized, and we're not anymore in a time where traveling is so rare. Everyone travels. Everyone speaks different languages. So we're sort of a citizen of our time. We're those international citizen. And I'm very proud of that, and I wanted also to provide this for my clients. So I did it. When I started the company, I didn't want to put any frontiers or any border on the business or for the client. So whenever I would have a client from any country approaching me, I would always be very curious to see what was going on. And some of my clients, actually, as I mentioned at the beginning, I worked in more than 6 different countries, and they got the chance, actually, of working with me in my previous job. So they saw how I was, how I was working, processes, or even the results. So they trusted me, and they could see what I was capable of. So they wanted to see how I could help them as well. So I have to say I'm very happy and honored that they trusted me. It's actually very interesting. When we go and meet with people in different events, for them to see what we can do. So it's a really believing in a person. Whenever I meet a new potential client, I make sure that I'm always prepared, as I mentioned. So this is how I build credibility. You know, it's not always easy to be young or even a woman, especially when we work in Arab countries. But if you know what you're talking about, if you've prepared yourself, you know who you're talking about because you've looked into it, you're building your credibility so people want to trust you and actually at least will give it a try with you. So I always like to take it step by step with my clients. I'm not rushing it. And I always appreciate you know, the work that we do together because we're evolving together, we're learning together, and I think this is how I managed to get all these clients.
Well, you certainly have your act together, and it certainly is very impressive what you've built here with Pitch World Fast. Today we're joined by Shiraz Bin Salman, the CEO and founder of Pitch World Fast, a business development company helping companies better sell themselves through consulting and training here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So, Shiraz, which project that you've worked on are you the most proud of?
I will have to give 2 projects. There's, to some extent, sort of similar because of the country that they are involved in, but 2 different. So I have one of my first projects, I would say, was with the Ministry of Health of Algeria. And I was actually very happy to have them trusting me. I obviously met them before I started the company. So they knew me, they knew how I work, and this is how they trusted me. And the idea of those projects were really building up round tables for them. I mean, I did organize a round table for the Ministry of Health before, but it was an idea from my previous employers. And the thing that we've changed now and the way we're doing it is those roundtables are really for and from the Ministry of Health. So we build a strategy with them for the country. So they tell us which themes they want to develop, and I work with them from day one, trying to figure out which project, what is the program, who are going to be the speakers we're going to be inviting, what are the main issues of X topic. We've done, for example, one on biotechnology, so we needed to know what would be the countries we would like to invite, what we would like to learn from them. So we build it up all with them. I've contacted the experts, obviously had to deal with all the logistics, but also what was very interesting was that after the event, I actually got the chance of writing up some recommendation, which weren't my recommendation, but really what came out of those events and those debates. So this is very interesting, and it wasn't the only one. We've done 3 others actually for the Ministry of Health of Algeria, and those are the type of benchmark that you do in events that are very good because it really goes in line with what the government wants to do, what the ministry wants to do, and we're just enablers to do this, and we're benchmarking the best practices and try to implement them in the country. So I'm very proud of this one. And the second one is actually with a foreign company who's looking into coming into Algeria. and it's very, it's in the agricultural sector. It's about transformation, and they're also very young entrepreneurs. So it was very good to have this young team from their side and our side, and having them and going with them step by step on how to enter the market, who to partner with. And they're very much also in line with this idea of the government to build on agriculture and build some R&D and go into the transformation of the resources that we have. So it's sort of those projects that might be like a one-off, because, and it has this potential of not just serving the local market, but from Algeria and exporting. And, you know, we're all proud of the countries where we're from, and I'm very proud Algerian. And it's always good to see how you could, to some extent, play a little role and be instrumental in building the market and building companies and building and improving the market in certain sectors that, yes, are maybe in line with the government, but you actually see how it can happen. So I would say that would be like the two main, I mean, I have other projects and I'm very happy of also what they do, but I'm not going to take too much of your time talking about it.
Well, we've certainly enjoyed the time that you spent with us, and awesome stuff that you have going on, and most certainly reason to be most proud of as well. Lastly, and in conclusion, any tips for fellow entrepreneurs? We have entrepreneurs tuning in from all around the world. What would be a tip for those tuning in today?
You know, when I started the company, actually, before even starting the company, I would have never imagined myself starting off a company. I would always like think that I would just like work for someone. So it wasn't something that I had in mind. So I would say to the people, like, it's okay if you're not thinking about it. Just don't close the door about it. Just see how it goes. But do it. Once you think about it, just do it. Try it. In any case, we're young, or even if we're older, I mean, it's good to have those experiences, because whatever would happen, we will learn from it. It's not a failure. We will learn from these experiences. I would always say it's good to have experiences beforehand. So don't go into a sector without having at least a little bit of a knowledge of who are the actors, what the value chain, what is happening, so that when you come, as I mentioned before, it's, like, it's a lot about credibility. You have to be credible. So build your experience. Make maybe all the mistakes you want to make in other companies, and build your network, because you will learn from them, and they can work with you at some point you would never know. And always be prepared. That will be really the thing. Always be prepared for anything, and whatever happened, just take the most out of it, because you will always learn something, and the ride is more than worth it.
Shiraz, thanks for that solid advice, and I'm sure our listeners want to know where they can get further information about your company, Pitch World Fast, and how they could be in touch.
Well, we have our website, which is www.pitchworldfast.com. So all the information about the project we've done and the different services are there. We also have now a Facebook page, which is also Pitch World Fast, where we post a little bit, and we try to also engage with the community. So we can check our Facebook, our Twitter, and our website. And if people are interested, feel free to contact us. We'll be more than happy to reach out.
Shiraz, it's certainly been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks so much for coming to us from Algeria here this evening, and wishing you all the best and continued success.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And thank you. We've been speaking with Shiraz Ben Saman, the CEO and founder of Pitch World Fast, a business development company helping companies better sell themselves through consulting and training. And the website of reference is pitchworldfast.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location, as we are now streaming around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.